coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and JC. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is powered by DeBlois Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big and no job is too small. Learn more at DeBloisElectric.com. And by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption, when it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at Rupert'sBeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
Well, we did have a guest scheduled for today, but they had to cancel. Somebody called out sick at work and kids sick.
Everybody was together over the weekend, so everyone's germs are all spread around now.
That's right. So, we don't have a guest today, and Sarah had the brilliant idea of saying, well, we didn't do a Tasting Tales last week.
Mm-mm.
How's about we do one early this week? So we might have two this week.
Yay!
Thanks to our friends at Rupert's Beverage and Redemption, we're going to be sampling some Sam Adams Winter White Ale this morning.
Yummy.
Yeah, we'll let you know all about it coming up here in just a bit. But before we get to all that, let's take a look at some headlines for Monday, December 1st.
Local nonprofit Cadence Kitchen will move its food pantry to the YWCA on East Avenue in Lewiston. Cadence Kitchen had a December 1st deadline to relocate its pantry or risk losing $7,000 in funding from Good Shepherd Food Bank. The new location will provide easier access for local families, foster stronger community collaboration, and offer more support to neighbors in need.
Starting today, the Alter LA Emergency Warming Center will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, throughout the winter months. It is the only 24/7 emergency warming center in the state. The potential life-saving resource became a reality thanks to the financial support and collaboration of Maine Housing, the City of Lewiston, and the City of Auburn. The center is located in the former Fort and Funeral Home at 70 Horton Street in Lewiston.
Healthy Androscoggin SNAP Ed Nutrition Education Program was presented with the North Star Award by Central Maine Healthcare. The award recognizes teams that exceed one or more of the healthcare system service standards. The Lewiston-based SNAP Ed team has been providing education in Androscoggin County for over a decade.
The City of Lewiston is holding a community mixer this week. The city invites residents to take part in an evening of connection, conversation, and community building. It's your chance to share ideas with City Administrator Brian Kainrath on Thursday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Kids Space Inclusive Childcare at 71 East Ave.
Now it's time for the weather.
The weather?
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
Sunny throughout the day today. We'll have a high of 36 and a low of 20. A winter storm watch is in effect for tomorrow with an expected 5 to 6 inches of snow, a high of 30 and a low of 19. Sunshine returns on Wednesday with highs in the mid-30s.
How can we have a winter storm watch when it's autumn?
It is autumn, but we live in Maine. So.
In sports, the 10-2 Patriots battle the 2-10 New York Giants tonight in prime time. Kickoff is at 8:15 at Gillette Stadium. Peyton Pritchard scored 42 points, and Jaylen Brown registered his fourth career triple-double as the Celtics beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 117-115. Boston will host the New York Knicks tomorrow night. The Bruins,
woo-hoo!
They've won one in a row. They will visit the Detroit Red Wings tomorrow night.
I don't think the Bruins won that game. You and I were just talking.
That's
I think Jeremy
true.
Swayman won that Oof. Game.
Jeremy Swayman played out of his mind in that game. He was fantastic.
So good.
The Maine Nordiques swept the stinking Northeast Generals, winning 6-2 on Saturday and 4-0 yesterday. Recent Lunch Bunch guest Matthew Wood got the shutout.
Mm-hmm.
The Nords will visit the Johnstown Tomahawks this weekend. The NA3 Nordiques host the New Hampshire Junior Mountain Kings on Wednesday at noon in Auburn. The Lewiston Maniacs' winning streak ended at 11 games after a 1-0 loss to the Woodstock Slammers on Friday. The Maniacs got revenge on Saturday, winning 4-2. Lewiston will host the Northern Maine Pioneers this weekend. It was a great Sunday afternoon for Bates College basketball. The men's team trounced the University of Maine Presque Isle 94-64, and the women's team blew out the University of New England 88-56. Both teams are a combined 11-0 this season.
Amazing.
And Maine basketball phenom Cooper Flagg scored a career-high 35 points for his Dallas Mavericks on Saturday night. At 18 years and 343 days old, Flagg became the youngest player in NBA history to score at least 35 points in a game, breaking the record set by LeBron James in 2003.
Wow.
That's your news, weather, and sports. And right now, it's time for the podcast segment that is sweeping the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for December the 1st, shall we?
Yeah, sure.
All right. We're going to start off with comedian Sarah Silverman, who is 55 years old today. She was on the Saturday Night Live during its 19th season in 93 and 94. Then she produced The Sarah Silverman Program, which ran from 2007 to 2010 on Comedy Central. She's also been in a bunch of movies and has some comedy specials out there on the streaming services, if you want to check them out.
Mm-hmm.
Charlene Tilton is 67 years old today. She's an American actress and singer and widely known for playing Lucy Ewing on the CBS primetime soap Dallas. She did not shoot JR.
No.
By the way, she's innocent. She has an alibi. And at the height of her Dallas fame, she received $50,000 per episode and appeared on 500 magazine covers.
Wow.
And drew 65 million viewers for her 1981 TV wedding.
Wow.
Actor, singer, legend, Bette Midler. 80 years old today.
She's a treasure.
Absolute treasure.
Mm-hmm.
She's won the Golden Globes. She's won the Grammys. She's won the Academies. She's won the Tony. She's done it all. My favorite Bette Midler moment was when she guest starred on Seinfeld.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she played softball.
Oh, yeah. So Beaches was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
She was really, really good in Beaches.
Yeah. What about The Rose?
The Rose,
which came out in 79.
Yeah.
And that was about Janis Joplin, I believe.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think everybody now, like all generations, would recognize her from Hocus Pocus.
Yeah,
right?
Probably. JC, Hocus Pocus.
I've seen it.
And rounding out FPBs for December the 1st is Woody Allen, who is 90 years old today.
Big milestone birthday for Woody Allen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Pretty famous director, Annie Hall. He does a lot of movies about New York.
He does.
Right?
Yeah. Woody has won 4 Academy Awards, 10 BAFTAs, 2 Golden Globes, and a Grammy.
Gee whiz.
Yeah.
I guess he's kind of talented.
He's all right. He's all right. 2 of his films have been inducted into the National Film Registry by the Library of Congress.
No kidding. Which 2?
Annie Hall and Manhattan.
Oh, yeah.
Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
11 years ago on this day in 2014, AMC issued an apology for screwing up on social media. Imagine if everybody did that. It would just be apologies all day long.
All day.
They posted a major spoiler to Facebook right after The Walking Dead mid-season finale and revealed the death of a main character. Yeah. Fans who hadn't seen the episode yet were furious because it showed a picture of Daryl. In case you haven't watched it yet, turn off now.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Carrying the body with the caption, R.I.P. Beth.
Aww.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a big boo-boo.
Yeah. You don't want to ruin it for everybody, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. 13 years ago in 2012, Shania Twain began a 2-year residency in Las Vegas performing at the Coliseum and Caesar's Palace. Let's go, girls.
Da, 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 da.
36 years ago in 1989, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation was released. Ugh. Oh.
I know you hate Clark Griswold. But of all the vacation movies.
Yeah, that's the better of them.
It's far and away the best.
49 years ago in 1976, Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols used profanity live on BBC TV. The press called the band Rotten Punks because of it, making them the founding fathers of the punk rock.
Well, I guess they never heard of the Ramones. Let's move on.
Aw, 52 years ago in 1973, the Carpenters hit number one with Top of the World. On top of the world, looking down on creation. You remember that one?
I do. Everybody!
And finally, 70 years ago in 1955, the late, great Rosa Parks broke the law by refusing to give up her seat on a bus to a white man in Montgomery, Alabama. She was arrested, causing a year-long bus boycott by African Americans and setting off the civil rights movement.
Go, Rosa.
Go, Rosa Parks.
Those are your FPBs and OTDs for December the 1st.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. When running into the store, don't leave the car running and the doors unlocked. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
Now, we shift focus fully to our guest in studio, Mr. Samuel Adams, who recently came out with a winter white ale. All
right. Yes.
Let me get these out of the fridge over here.
Let's take a look. They have a winter lager and a winter ale, huh? This one is spiced and citrusy.
Spiced and citrusy?
Spiced and citrusy. Winter may be chilly, but this festive ale balances bright orange peel with holiday spices like cinnamon and nutmeg to warm up even the coldest temperatures and help you celebrate the season.
Aw.
Aw.
I'm looking forward to this because I am a fan of Sam Adams beers.
Me too, and I like things that are citrusy, so yeah. This sounds good.
All right. We have we got some glasses here. We have an opener / fidget spinner.
Yes.
Right?
So I'm excited about this, but I'm curious to see that this particular ale comes in a variety pack with others. You can buy it separately as well, like we have here. It comes in the variety pack with the Old Fezziwig, Winter Lager, and the Cold Brew Coffee Stout.
Oh.
That sounds great. This particular one is 5.7% ABV, and it's a little bit hoppy, malty, yeasty. Special notes of cinnamon, nutmeg, orange peel, and clove. I like this. The sound of this is good. It's a nice pale golden color. It's available in 6 packs of bottles, 12 packs of bottles, 12-pack cans, 19.2-ounce cans, a winter break variety pack. Wow. It smells really good. It smells Christmassy.
It does smell good.
Right?
It does, yeah. Spicy.
Ready?
All right. Cheers, y'all.
Ooh, that's good.
That is good.
That's tasty.
That is spicy and smooth. Mm-hmm. So I know you went down a description of this, Sarah. Mm-hmm. Did it say which spices?
It says nutmeg, cinnamon, and clove.
Is there any dominant spice that either of you?
I'm getting the clove.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little nutmeggy.
I do like that.
I do too.
It's very seasonal, very festive, and very smooth.
Mm-hmm. Nailed it again, Rupers.
Yeah. And Sam Adams.
Mm-hmm. That's an easy drinking beer right there.
It sure is.
I'm not always a big fan of ale. It's a little strong. Mm. I kind of like a hoppy. I don't like as much hoppiness, but I like a lager. This is really good.
So I have a description of ales over here. I have this. It's like a beer expert chart.
Talk about that.
And I'm not a beer expert by any stretch. I know Pam is. Pam is in the biz.
In the biz.
Ales are sweet, full-bodied, and vary in color depending on the grains used during brewing. Many ales contain hops, which add a bitter flavor to counteract the sweetness. Some examples of ales include porters, stouts, ambers, Irish ales, which are my favorite, by the way. I love reds. Pale ales, IPAs, and wheat.
I feel like this would be a good pair with a charcuterie board.
Yeah.
Like a little salty, a little sweet with this would be yum, yummy.
Yeah.
Everybody have a good Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. I accidentally cooked my turkey upside down for the second time in my life, and it is so much better when you cook it upside down. Like all the fat from the bottom of the turkey, it like runs down to the breast part of the turkey because I cook it on a rack so it's not like laying in the bottom of the pan. And it gets all juicy and it just falls apart. It's delicious.
Oh.
Highly recommend accidentally cooking your turkey upside down or on purpose cooking your turkey upside down. It was very good.
The kid came home.
All the kids came home.
All the kids came home.
My mom, whole house. Yeah. My mom and dad came.
Oh, cool.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Oh.
Yeah. We had a busy day. Very busy day.
JC, good turkey day?
It was. We all spent the day at my mom's, and I ended up winning the competition.
I was going to ask.
Me and my sister won the competition.
So explain the competition.
Yeah, for those who don't remember.
Well, my brothers ended up not taking it as seriously as the rest of us did, but my mom and dad, they ended up doing some sort of rum drink, and they made it funny. Like, they made it seem like my dad was coming in off the beach on, like, a hot day, and was like, I need something refreshing, and my mom was like, well, I have this.
The presentation was an important part of the drink competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then me and my sister also did rum. We did it, like, a painkiller. So we, like, did it like we were selling it to people. And trying to convince them, like, oh, well, if you, like, during the holiday season, being forced to be around your family, this might be something that you need. So that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, my brothers, they were funny, but it was very short. Yeah. But
A for effort, but
yeah.
They didn't pull it off.
They're just funny, so they made it work, but
yeah.
But you won.
Yeah, we won.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah,
is there a trophy or a prize?
No, it was just bragging rights. We had some of our friends there, and they had, they were the judges. So
okay,
yeah,
we should figure out a way to make them a trophy for future games.
Yeah,
that can be passed around. That's a good new tradition,
right?
That's fun.
Yeah, we were talking next year. Me and my older brother have had friends that have came to Thanksgiving for the last, like, 3 years, I'd say. So we were like, next year, whenever all of you guys come, you'll have to get in on it. And we'll do, like, a numbers thing where you put a number in and that's how you pick who wins instead of having, like, actual judges.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So then it'll be more people.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I like it.
Yeah.
You need, like, a championship belt or something.
Yeah. Yeah. That's such a good idea.
Yeah.
Our family has some weird traditions. We don't have one for Thanksgiving, though. We spit Jell-O eggs at Easter time distance to see who can spit them the farthest.
That sounds entertaining, though.
It's very entertaining. This is it. Like, now that Thanksgiving is done, we kick off to the next thing.
Yeah, and by the way, today is the last day, according to science, today is the last day that you can eat your Thanksgiving leftovers safely. Don't kill the messenger.
I know. I made a turkey soup yesterday because I had so much turkey left over and I don't have as much. We're turkey sandwiched out. I don't know what else to do. I could make a turkey pot pie today, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, they say technically today's the last day to eat your Thanksgiving leftovers. Most foods can last 4 days in the fridge. After that, they could make you sick. Now, remember, folks, we're not doctors. We're just relaying information.
Yeah. We found that on the interwebs.
Yeah.
That's not.
So now it is officially 4 days since Thanksgiving. Yeah. So I guess the message here is eat at your own risk.
Yeah. Heat that up really well.
Yeah.
Don't have a cold turkey sandwich today.
According to the USDA, turkey, stuffing, potatoes, sweet potatoes, green beans, gravy, and pumpkin pie can all be stored in the fridge for 3 to 4 days safely.
So do you guys start your Christmas music now?
I used to love Christmas music. To the point where I would listen to it randomly throughout the year.
Hmm.
I don't really listen to it at all anymore.
No? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sherry had it on. I don't. I'm not a Christmas kind of guy.
Yeah, no, I know.
Or any kind of holiday, really. Yeah. But Sherry had Christmas music on Saturday, and she was building a Christmas scene. Like, you know how they have those gingerbread house kits?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a gingerbread house, but it was similar to it. And had all kinds of stuff on the inside. I helped.
I built
a couple of presents and a grandfather clock.
Oh, cute. I'm
very proud of myself.
Nice. Yeah. She had music on while she was doing
it. Oh, yeah.
I kind of need it to get into the mood. I did have some on Thanksgiving, but I think I think mostly it's like it starts now for me, and then I can start putting out decorations and stuff. Mm-hmm. I need to get in the spirit of it.
Yeah.
Music helps me.
Yeah.
Do that. Yeah. And there's, are there any Christmas songs you can't stand? Like when it comes on, you're like, ugh.
There definitely is, but not one that I can say. Not one that I can really think of right now.
Oh, I have several.
I'm a big fan of the South Park Christmas album. It's really good.
I know you like that.
Those guys are so great at songwriting.
We've had some good times with those.
Yeah, we used to play them on the radio.
Yeah.
It took me a half hour to censor them.
Yeah, you've got to edit that, but it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, Cartman singing Oh Holy Night.
That's
better than that. I submit.
I submit.
Nothing.
Oh, boy.
Let me ask you this, Sarah. And JC, I'm assuming you don't have any children.
No.
Okay. Sarah, when you were pregnant, did you have any crazy cravings?
Mm-hmm. Pickles and whoopie pies.
Pickles and whoopie pies. Mm-hmm. What is it with the pickles?
I don't know. I think we need more sodium when we're pregnant. We don't eat enough. I think women don't get enough of the nutrients that are required to keep their bodies moving with an infant growing inside of them. And salt is actually important for that. But I think that's part of it for me. But it wasn't any pickle. It couldn't be any pickle. It had to be an Amato's pickle.
Oh.
Like it was a very specific pickle.
Okay.
Amato's does have good
pickles. They have great pickles. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're whoopie pies. So
yeah.
Yep, yeah. That was my thing at the time.
Sherry's craving was Taco Bell.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a weird one for her.
It's not great.
Yeah.
It's not great, but for some reason she wanted Taco Bell. And usually when we go out to eat back before she had her food allergies, you know, she would eat half of her meal and then I'd get the other half.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like, all right, works for me. Not with Taco Bell. Not when she's pregnant.
No.
You do not take food away from a pregnant woman.
No.
No.
Nope. Don't even
think about it.
They'll cry.
They will cry.
Yep. They'll cry. I had the easiest pregnancy of any. I mean, I tell people of that and they're like, how is that possible? And I was like, I would have 1,000 pregnancies. It was so easy. It was like nothing. Pregnancy was probably one of the easiest things I ever did. Having a baby.
On the other hand,
that was my trade-off. Like, yeah. You can have this super easy pregnancy, but giving birth is going to be extremely hard.
So
that was my trade.
The reason I ask is because recently someone from a pizza joint shared a very complicated order that they got.
Ooh.
And the man who placed it said he knows it looked insane, but he has a wife who is very pregnant, and he is scared of questioning her.
She wants what she wants.
She wants what she wants.
Yeah.
And this was the order. Triple pepperoni, extra cheese, banana peppers, light jalapenos, half chicken, half mushroom, half caramelized onions, half olives, light sauce.
That sounds delicious.
I was going to say, I actually...
It does sound good.
That sounds delicious. Yeah. And also, having had heartburn almost the entire last 3 months of my pregnancy, that's what that sounds like, is heartburn in a box.
So the guy included a note. He said, yes, I know this looks insane. And you're probably like, who is this dude? He says, I have a very pregnant wife. I'm done questioning what she wants. I'm scared of her, and honestly, you should be too. Thank you, and Godspeed.
You should be too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, people online are saying, he didn't order a pizza. He submitted a cry for help.
Blink twice.
Yeah. And like another comment agrees with the two of you, saying that pie sounds fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds delicious, but it also sounds like it would hurt.
Mm.
A woman chimed in, I'm pregnant and reading this just got me hungry.
Yep.
A man said, now I'm scared of getting my girl pregnant. And finally, at least when women are pregnant, they know precisely what they want to eat. Yeah.
I don't know if that's true because there were a lot of times where I would be like, this is what I want. And I would start eating it and be like, this isn't what I want. It's not right. Yeah, like many times.
Yeah.
So I don't know about maybe towards the end I had more definitive, like, this is what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no Black Friday for either of you. How about Cyber Monday?
I've been receiving text messages and emails for like the last 3 weeks about deals online.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's the big deal? Cyber Monday is not really a thing, is it? Like, unless they're offering me something. I mean, I'm getting things like 40% off already. So what are you going to do better than that on Cyber Monday? Yeah. Like 40% is pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I mean, you can order online.
I was going to say, since Black Friday, I've been getting the emails and text messages of
this is on
so much percent off. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like I've ordered something on Cyber Monday before. I think I ordered a television from Best Buy. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only time I've ever done that. And it was just a pickup in store even. It wasn't even like, mail it to me. I just needed, our Best Buy here had closed, so I had to drive, I think, to Augusta to pick it up. But
Americans spent $11.8 billion online on Black Friday this year.
Wow. Oh. So they already had their Cyber Monday.
They already had it. The peak hours were from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., where they collectively spent $12.5 million per minute.
Say the times again.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
I guess Cyber Monday is not really a thing then.
Yeah.
People are buying online like that on Black Friday.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not even a thing.
So we, as a retailer, we have had everything on sale since on our website since Thursday. Our store sale ended yesterday, but our online sale continues today. But we will honor our online sale in the store to anybody who comes in. So it's not like, it's not really anything special.
Yeah.
I'm not a big, when it comes to like giving gifts to people, I'm not a big online shopper unless it's something I can't get locally.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd rather, like I'll order like cosmetics and things online for myself, but a gift I want to actually touch it and see it. So I don't know.
Ordering online is so hard for me. Mm-hmm. I want it now. If I want it, then I want it now. I don't like waiting.
Yeah.
And I just won't have it. If I have to order, I'm just like, whatever.
You have to wait 2 days.
Yeah. I'm like, I'd rather just never have it.
Yeah, that's too long. Do you know who I am?
I can live without that. I don't need that.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah. That's true. It does give you a moment to pause and be like, is it really worth it to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't want it that bad.
Yeah. I'm like, eventually I'll probably find something in front of me.
Yeah, you might stumble upon it.
Yeah.
Jace is all about that instant gratification, right?
Yeah.
Give it to me now.
Yeah.
Who was that in Willy Wonka? Is that Violet? Oh, no.
Veruca Salt.
Veruca Salt, the original Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. Veruca Salt.
Awful.
Yeah.
She was a very spoiled child.
That's the one that turns into a blueberry?
No, that's Violet.
Oh, Beauregard. Yeah, the other one. Wait, that's the one that turns into chipmunk, right? Is that what it was?
She goes down the squirrel chute in the more recent one. But yes, she was a bad egg in the first original.
Yeah.
She's not a good
She wanted kid. The world. She wanted the whole world.
Yeah. Oh, I want it now.
Yeah.
Yep.
She wants to put it in her locket and fit it in her pocket or something.
Something like that.
Something like that. Three sums up.
She sums up.
Mm-hmm. For Sam Adams, Winter White Ale.
I'm into it. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go out and get the variety pack, though, the Winter Variety Pack, because I feel like I want to try the others. A Fezziwig looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a stout person, so I'll bring you one of the stouts so you can try it.
Okay.
We'll just have a Tasting Tales on a Tuesday.
Sounds good.
Here, have a beer.
Every day this week.
Every day this week.
Yeah.
We needed to recover.
We have Tish Bremner coming in tomorrow.
Oh, she's fun.
She's done a Tasting Tales with us.
Yes, she came over from the chamber breakfast with us one time.
Right.
Yes.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
All right, you guys want to end with a rando question?
Sure.
All righty then. Oh, this would be a good one for JC.
Okay.
JC, what's the worst way someone butchered your name?
I feel like with saying it, nobody really has. I used to have a teacher that would get mad because people would say my name JC instead of JC.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize that you could say my name wrong before that. But with spelling, a lot of people, it's either just a J and a C and they ask me what it stands for, or J-A-Y-C-E-E, which makes sense, but it's...
It's not.
No.
It's not your name.
Well, yeah. It's not my... It's not like J-C, you know, right. Like J-A-Y. Right. So...
And Sarah, you have no patience for people who spell your name with an H.
H's are ew. H's are ew.
Why is that?
Because I'm named after a song, and the spelling of the song's title is how my name is spelled. So I just feel like that's how it should be.
Yeah, Sherry's the same way. Her name is spelled with an I. And if you spell it with a Y, she's like, that's not me.
I don't
that's
like it.
Not who I am.
Yeah. H's are fine for other people. Yep. They're not for me. And yours is probably either a C or a K.
Yes. And
Mark. Yeah. Or Mark.
They go C or a K, and now I just say yes.
Yes.
Or I tell them it's spelled with a K but pronounced with a C.
It actually is spelled with an M. M A R. Okay.
All right. Who's got another question?
If you guys were a color, what color do you think you'd be? I asked somebody this the other day, but. I'm curious to hear you guys' answers.
I think I'd go with blue. Mm. I was told by my wife that I look good in blue. And when you're a simple man like I am, that's all it takes. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, I'll just buy blue things from now on. Yeah.
I can see you being a blue.
Yeah, I think blue suits you.
Blue, black, or green.
Like a nice ocean kind of blue.
I was going to say like a brighter blue.
Yeah. I think my color depends on the day. Mm-hmm. I think probably for the most part green.
Yeah,
just kind of. I feel like green is a very approachable color, and I feel like I'm an approachable person.
Yeah, it's earthy.
Yeah, earthy, grounded, but not brown. You know, more bright.
Right.
I've been told I remind people of purple.
I can see that.
I've never met a purple person.
A purple person?
Yeah.
Oh. Except for Violet from
Violet Wonka, Beauregard. Violet, you're turning Violet. All right, my turn.
Yes.
8 tiny reindeer. Terrifying or cute? Tiny like mice. 8 tiny reindeer.
Oh, cute.
Mm-hmm. Really?
How could it not be cute?
Can you imagine little reindeer running around?
Well, I mean, are they invading your house and eating your food or just running around?
They're delivering presents, I guess.
I don't know how they couldn't be cute.
8 tiny reindeer.
I want to say cute, but also I think I wouldn't like it if it was real.
What's if it was, that?
Yeah.
If they were running around.
Step on it.
And it has little antlers.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Kill it with fire.
Oh, no. I still want them in my house. Sort of like mice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Get out of the house.
Yeah.
Where you belong.
All right, no reindeer in the house.
No reindeer in the house
that
of
is
any
our
size.
Rule for Christmas 2025.
New rule.
All right, everybody, no reindeer in your house either. Yeah. And if you do have tiny reindeer, just invite us over so we can check them out and decide whether or not they're cute.
Whether they're cute.
Or terrifying.
And don't just glue antlers on mice. We're going to know.
Right, totally.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Do you remember that movie? That movie Scrooge where they're like staple them. They're like, staple reindeer to mice.
So, 3 thumbs up for Sam Adams Winter White Ale.
Indeed.
Right? Mm-hmm. From all of us here. It is delicious. It is quaffable. It is spicy.
Yeah.
Go get yourself some at your local Rupert's today. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DuBois Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day, and remember, don't bite your cat.